Wow, what an amazing week it's been. I released a new video. You know what? I'll get to the other stuff that's been going on. The most exciting thing that's happened, Royu, this buddy that I've got in Taiwan, he went to a skating competition and won second place. This was a competition open to everyone in Taiwan. So second place, all Taiwan. And this kid already is being groomed for the Olympics. And that we were really excited about that because, you know, when someone has big goals and they're pursuing them, you want evidence along the way that progress is being made. And no, the cool, awesome thing about this, Royu won a skateboard, like a full skateboard set. I mean, he had to assemble it himself, which is part of the cool thing about a skateboard. I mean, no good skateboard comes pre-assembled. But he gave it to his dad. And the skateboard that he won, it was a Creature, if you know anything about skateboards. Yeah, it's a Creature skateboard. Full set, trucks, bearings, everything. Just gave the whole thing to his dad. I mean, isn't that an awesome kid? You know, that's what you want representing you at the Olympics. A whole lot of stuff happened this week. I made another trip to Taipei. We checked out a skate park there for the first time, which was really amazing. I released a video this week. I'm trying a new video. It's like a video series concept idea. It was this crazy idea that I had for funny videos. We'll see how that goes. We'll see how it develops. We had a pretty positive response. It was an Instagram TV video. And I mean, considering that my little tiny account doesn't have very many followers, we got, you know, the account has less than 200 followers and the video got 500 views. So that's kind of cute. And I've got some cooperation stuff planned for people around other areas in Taiwan. So we'll see where those go as far as marketing ends up. This week in the Taiwan special, I'm going to talk a little bit about, I guess, the nature of money and what's happening with China and what we could be seeing over the coming weeks in Taiwan. Today I'm rather exhausted because I had to listen to the presidential debate. I hadn't had time to go through that. But I'll tell you, go listen to the Symphony podcasts. My goodness. No, Trump totally won that debate. Biden was on the defensive. But I'll tell you, I'm not sure, but I'm thinking about going back over both presidential debates after the election and just doing a small analysis on some of the interpersonal stuff happening. Lord willing, I will have an interview come out at Pacific Daily Times this week, which is going to be some really big important news. So a lot of things are taking off, and at the same time that so many things are developing and stirring and moving forward, I'm trying to get some of my other projects finished so that I can have time and clear stuff off my plate for some of these bigger things that are coming. So, as I'm working and doing these things, I've got friends that end up in the hospital. And so I've got to ask, should I take time away from my work to go visit friends? I don't know. I mean, what do you think? I mean, I suppose you could email me and tell me what you think about that. I mean, I'd typically try to make time for friends. But, you know, it's a responsible thing. Let them sit in the hospital and recover and get well. Focus on my work. We'll see how things go. Feel free to email me. I think this past week I got a couple of friends emailed me this past week and they really appreciate the Bible stuff that's coming off of my YouTube channel. And so if I can clear stuff off of my plate, then I will focus more on getting good, useful Bible teachings on the YouTube channel. And I may take some of the political stuff and I may shift that over to the Pacific Daily Times. I really want to get to what exactly is going on with China. And so I'm going to cut this off as the podcast weekly. No, it's been a crazy week and 10 minutes is the limit. And I just don't always have time to, I don't always have to fill up 10 minutes and I don't have stuff to fill up. You know, sometimes there's no news to report other than the fact that so much stuff has been getting done. And as the storm clouds are brewing, I am not afraid. And I'm going to talk about why tomorrow.